You're listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin with the stock market. GIFT Nifty traded 0.10% up during Friday's early trading session at 19,787.5, indicating a higher opening for domestic indices NSE Nifty 50 and BSE Sensex. Nifty 50 and Sensex closed in the green on Thursday after a volatile session, extending gains for the fifth session. Nifty 50 ended at 19,727, adding 116 points, while Sensex rose to close above 66,000. Some of the stocks to keep an eye out for today are Ashok Leyland, TCS, Adani Green Energy, Tata Steel, ONGC, Nazara Technologies, and Vedanta. Up next, the Asian Development Bank is undertaking a range of bold reforms to address the new development challenges like climate change and modernization of the ways of working. Its president, Masatsugu Asakawa, told FE in an interview ahead of the Delhi summit of G20 leaders. The Manila-based Multilateral Development Bank is currently conducting a major review of its Strategy 2030 to ensure that the new priorities are adequately reflected in our corporate priorities. The statement assumes significance given that India's G20 presidency has accorded high priority to the plan to bolster capital base and lending capacity of MDBs and expect a significant positive outcome on this from the Delhi summit. Moving on, Haldiram's, a popular bhujia brand whose legacy goes back to a small shop in Bikaner, started by Ganga Bhishan Bhujiawala Agarwal, was in the news this week as a potential acquisition target for Tata Consumer. While Tata Consumer, as well as Haldiram's, denied the reports, the tryst with mergers and acquisitions is nothing new for the latter. In 2019, Haldiram's was in the news for a potential deal with American food major Kellogg's. Those talks for a majority stake at a valuation of $3 billion fizzled out without a trace. Between then and now, Haldiram's has grown at a compounded annual growth rate of 15%, with an FY23 top line of Rs 10,200 crore, according to estimates by brokerage Nuvama. In other developments, ICICI Securities' merger with parent ICICI Bank could hit a roadblock, with reports suggesting that Norwegian pension fund manager Norges Bank and an Indian PMS provider are set to vote against the proposal, citing concerns over the low valuation. The minority shareholder and PMS provider, Manurishi Gupta of MRG Securities, has urged other shareholders to oppose and vote against the delisting, according to reports on Thursday. Norges Bank Investment Management's government pension fund Global holds 3.13% stake in ICICI Securities. ISEC stock rose by 5% during the trading session. It finally closed at Rs 635.45, up 2.37%. ICICI Bank's share price closed up marginally by 0.57% at Rs 962.95. Meanwhile, only 47% of the current cloud commitments had been utilized and over $300 billion in corporate cloud commitments remain untapped, said a study by Infosys Knowledge Institute, a research arm of Infosys. The report indicated that while companies will continue to invest in cloud, less than half of the committed spend is actually being utilized. As per the report, while this does not indicate a near-term problem, companies that fail to meet their cloud contracts stand to face higher costs as cloud providers renegotiate contracts. The report titled Cloud Radar 2023 surveyed over 2,500 respondents from companies across the US, the UK, France, Germany, Australia, New Zealand, and the Nordic countries. The report stated how corporates are now looking at cloud for organizational growth and transformation than just for cost optimization. In other news, in view of the G20 summit being held in the national capital, the Delhi Metro Rail Corporation, DMRC, has advised the passengers to use DMRC Travel app for instant booking of QR tickets to travel in metro. The move aims at eliminating the need to visit ticket counters or stand in queue, thus saving a lot of time. The two-day summit will begin tomorrow at Bharat Mandapam near Pragati Maidan. The nearest metro station to the venue is Supreme Court Station. The station will remain closed for two consecutive days, that is September 9th and 10th, 2023. Lastly, joining a host of top executives who quit food delivery platform Swiggy so far this year, Anuj Rathi, Senior Vice President of Revenue and Growth, announced his exit on Thursday. Swiggy did not immediately respond to a query on his exit and replacement. Other top executives who have quit Swiggy so far this year include Ashish Lingam Neni, VP Head Brand and Product Marketing, Nishad Kenkre, VP Head Revenue and Growth, Instamart, and Dale Vaz, Chief Technology Officer, Swiggy. You were listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.